Simon Tov Chav Vav Sif Beis. We're holding on the Mishnah Berurah on there. We're holding on the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud. So he says we don't do it Matzah Tisha B'Av. We can do it Matzah Yom Kippur because Matzah Yom Kippur a person is in a state of Simcha, but Matzah Tisha B'Av or Matzah other Tanesim we don't do it. They ain't sure in Besimcha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yod says we're not in a state of simcha. And we should do the bracha in later days. However, if Tisha B'Av comes out to be on day on Thursday, so even though normally we say we don't wait until Motzei Shabbos when it's going to be later than Yod, so Yeshu Lahamten Ad Motzei Shabbos Shul Yod Beis L'Chodesh. It is proper to wait till Yud Beis, even though potentially you're going to end up with only possibly 3 days, as opposed to normal five is our cutoff. But that's okay, and we'll tell the person that he can go until then. What's interesting is that we seem to have undertaken a meeting. Many people they do say Kishav on Motzei Tisha B'Av.
So we didn't learn this.
Right. So the Maisa, the person say if a person would go and eat and change his shoes and come back, then it's acceptable. So we'll see that the Mishnah Berurah does talk about it later on in the next Sifkat. Oh, Shartan, if you don't do it.
But still a shtickle of Velas till the next.
Right, we'll see, but so he'll talk about it.
If you change your shoes, it's still not.
Right, it's a good point. We'll see. He talks about it. So we'll see the next Sif come. Yudalp, or Shartanis. So where do you have Motzi Tainis, where you're saying Kiddush Levana? The answer is it's our Bateves. Right? So if. Kigonim Lakiddush, Achadish Bateves out of Tainis. Whatever reason, there was no moon until it's already the night after Asar B'Tavis. So we say, "Elon the Kaddish Achra Tainus LeYamtan Adalayla Shalachra Ashur Beis LeKaddish." We don't do it on the night of Yud Aleph. We wait till Yud Beis. Now, Mikomalkim Imeira Zev Achadish Alder Shalkitchu At Tainus Esther. So now we're talking about doing it on the night of Purim. Because that's it, you're losing your time. So we would do it even though it's Motzei Tainus. That is what the Ramah writes. The opinion of many Achronim is, and he brings over here, he sends you to the Berhetev, the Pichodesh, and the Chayodim. That they say the Mekajan Afil of Motzei Tisha B'Av, we do say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Tisha B'Av, Mekoshke and Mishar Tainus, and that would definitely be so by other Motzei of other Tanesim, we can say Kiddush Levana. El the Kosh of the Tzarech Lita Mekaidim, but however they do point out, the Chayyim points out that it's not proper to do it when you're still in a state of Tainus. You have to eat something first. Now you look at the Shar Tzion and Tez. He brings the Chayyim and he says, "Rabbi Mashma, Jim Yeshu LeKaddish B'Tzibur, Yochel LeKaddish Imoyem Afshal Yitom Mishum Revam." If you're going to lose your tzibur by going home to eat, and the tzibur is doing it right now, and the only way you're going to do it with the tzibur is by doing it now before they eat, so then you're allowed to do that. That's by regular Motzei Tainus. Motzei Yom Kippurim. Even though we're still fasting, we feel confident that we've passed through the din. But even so, on Motzei Tisha B'Av and Motzei Yom Kippur also, a person shouldn't do it when he's still barefoot, without wearing, when his person is still. I think the mice are not so much, but if you're wearing what most people wear, they wear some type of a shoe on their foot, and you give her a shoe nowadays. People went actually barefoot, they went just in their socks. You shouldn't be doing it. So I don't think the Elam is makbid to change their Tisha B'Av shoes if they have shoes. Even though there are some people who say you should, but I don't think the Elam is makbid, at least in America, they're makbid. I don't know. But you have an option of changing about it. What I try and do is, well, Matzi Tisha B'Av Baruch Hashem, we've been successful the last, I mean, best we should be together this year. We've had the last 3 years, maybe already 4 years, that we have a Kiddush Lavona later on in the night, like at 10:15. So Adam goes home, they change their shoes, they eat something, and they come back at 10:15, and we make Kiddush Lavona. So that's been Baruch Hashem, and very, so, you know, that's been, we've had that the last few years. But what I used to do in a case where the people were making Kaddish, I would bring my shoes with me to the shul, so I would sit down and change my shoes, wash my hands, a full netilah, and then go inside and be Mekadosh Lavona. Okay. Now, so an interesting question is, we'll take it back. The Mishnah Berurah said before in Sivkat and Yud that you should wait till Yud Beis Chodesh, Motzei Shabbos, right? Mm-hmm. So my Rebbe pointed out to me that's all according to the minhag of the Ramah. The Ramah says you don't make Kiddush Lavona on Motzei Tisha B'Av. So what it means, you wait till the night of Yud Aleph. So what the Dr. Marsh is saying, even in the case where Tisha B'Av falls out on Yom Chamishi, you're not going to do it on Friday night, because you don't do it on Friday night unless it's the last night. So by pushing over, not doing much of Tisha B'Av, you end up waiting until Yud Beis, you still do that. That's all according to the minhag of the Ramah, that we don't do much of Tisha B'Av. But according to our minhag, we do much of Tisha B'Av. There's no halacha, you have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. So he says, so when Rabbi Eider in his Hillel Ben HaMetzorim, he says that, you know, we wait until Motzei Shabbos, because Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, he says he thinks that's a mistake. That's all according to the sheet of the Ramah. That's what he says. That in the beginning, earlier in the Sivkat Yud Aleph, where we're at, it says, "Inei kol zeh l'das Ramah." All that we've been talking about until now is how the Ramah looks at things. We don't look at it like that. So there's no halacha that you wait till Motzei Shabbos, which is Yud Beis. If you can do, you can do Motzei Tisha B'Av, which is Thursday night. So that's how Rabbi Paskins on that. In Ovel Emes Mekadesh. When should the Avul do Kiddush HaChadosh? Kiddush Lavona. That's what we're going to run the Yashim Eber Lusa Kanam Asiri B'Chadosh. Yamtin Eber Yikadosh B'Lel Asiri. He's talking Shiva. So if his avail is, he'll get up from Shiva before 10, the day 10, so you wait till day 10. Avin Kolach Eber Lusa B'Asiri B'Chadosh. If Shiva only ends on day 10, and the first night he'll be able to Mekadosh, is going to be Yud Aleph, Lo Yamtan Adel Acharos. So you don't wait till the night of the 11th. Mutav Shi Yikadosh Lavona, Beser Yimei Yabalusa, Shi Shima Yikadosh Lavona during Shiva. V'das Bal Shar Ephraim, the Shar Ephraim says, Dim Yeshos, the Kadosh Achar Klois Yimei Yabalusa. So Yamtan, it'll be any time, even if it'll be just a few days, but there'll be some time after the Shiva is over, he should wait. Achim Yamtin Yavrazman. If he by waiting, he'll lose the whole time. Yachal Kaddish B'Sachim Yehu Lusa. He'll do it during the Veilus. Yachal Lotzis L'Chutz the Kaddish. We allow him to go outside. Normally, Loch is an oval during Shiva. He's not supposed to go outside. So he says he's allowed to go outside in order to do Mekaddish. But if you look in the Sharetzion in Yud Aleph, that's a quote from the Shar Ephraim. The Shar Ephraim allows him to go outside, but the Eli Rabbah, because of the Mishkaddish B'Mei Yehu Lusa. If possible, you should do it inside. Similarly, normally it's a lach of going outside, but over here it's better to do it inside. Sometimes it's not shy to do it inside, you can't see from there. So in this situation, when the person is doing Shiva, during Shiva, Laleno, he's been Mekadosh Lavona, so Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal said, in that situation, all he says is the bracha. It doesn't say the whole extra nusach, because that's really not, you know, and not make your identity and hug him. Okay.
In this union of Yavar Azman, sometimes a year, that's always a possibility. In the winter, sometimes we could have 2 weeks with maybe the early in the periods, maybe right after Rosh Chodesh, there's a moon. And,
well, his Yavar Azman over here actually means totally. if he waits till at the end of the Shiva, his Shiva started on day 9.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Right.
Right.
Right. But Yorva Zman also in terms of it might not be Levana if you wait.
And I have Mr. Brzezinski later on, but in the winter they don't wait, we don't wait. Yud Beis. He says you don't do it on a case of Moshe Shabbos is Yom Tov. We don't do it. Yud Beis. Koshkin Shem Akajin Ushabalia Shabbos. You don't do it on Friday night. There are many reasons Alpi Kabbal not to do it. It gives you some Marmar Kermis. He says, I'll tell you a different reason why we don't do it, because since we're so excited about the mitzvah, Rogo Lobby, they recruit him, said dancing, so you don't have dancing Shabbos. I recruit him, so mitzvah, we're our mutter. Terrence, that's when, because that this is the proper time to do them. There's no reason we can't push it off. But over here, if you can push it off, there's no reason to do recruitum shal mitzvah on Shabbos when you can do recruitum shal mitzvah after Shabbos. Kamalkam im lo kitchu ad Shabbos. V'yam to v'yabras. When this is the last night, the body went to the Kaddish Gam Shabbos. Of course, you do it on Shabbos. V'yam to v'yabras. Even though you're by yourself and we're afraid maybe the person will, he has nobody to remind him, not to take anything out. That doesn't limit the fact that he does it over there. But again, in this situation, the Aruch HaShulchan says that all you say is the bracha. Then you do Kiddush Levana on Friday night if it's the last night. I had this one year. I had this actually the night of Sukkot, first night of Sukkot. It was the last night, and there hadn't been a Levana since Moshe Yom Kippur. There had not been a Levana. I remember somewhere about 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night. And the Sukkot, first night of Sukkot, going outside of Mekash Levon. Okay. Then Mishnah Shulchan Aruch said that a person faces the toilet and he looks up and he straightens his feet and he says the bracha. He says it's standing up. Okay? And he says three times, Simon Tov Masa, we have Tiyah L'chol Yisrael. Toilet Ein Ova Omer, Mechulu. The language of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like this. He looks up, straightens his feet, he makes the bracha, and he says these things in the fullest, etc. The Mashal Achar, the Ad Gemar Kol HaSeder, he focuses on the Levana the whole time he's saying these things. Many people do that. But the Shira Kesagdala writes that he heard from the Sefer Haredim, Shehechmer b'zem, oh, at least talk about Levana. We don't. There's an issue being mistalk about Levana. Well, he's only talk about Elachi Yisaimer Baruchu. So the Charedim says that the Heter, the mistalk about Levana, only applies to the Baruchu. Comes along the Magen Avram. B'shem Ashlo, Hechmer Oydeser. The Philip Shas Baruchu ain't only talk about. You don't look at the Levana during the Baruchu. El Roya Yisop Hamachas Kesheir to the Baruch. When you're ready to make a Baruchu, you look at the Levana. You see the Levana. And then about Hakak, well, you talk about, you don't look at it. Okay. Rudoy Kate. Kasa Khranim, these are my, the Khranim point out already, you should be very careful. Shlodich Yicha Birkov Lirikoid. Now, I'm not sure that the Matthias, the physical Matthias over here, he's telling you what to do. The problem over here, you shouldn't look like you're bowing down to the moon. So I guess sometimes when you're in the dancing mode, you bend forward on your knees. Well, you hey Nira, Kikare Levana, it shouldn't look like you're bowing to the moon. Ella Yisbechal, Etzbois Raglo V'Yirka. You should dance with on your toes. I never really analyzed how we dance enough to understand exactly what they're saying, but you have to be careful at that point. So read the Pasuk, Tibal Aleim, and backwards. The custom of Rambam Shem Matim Ashashiesh Amrim Kol HaPasuk Ad Kaniso HaKak Lom Afreya. Now, the way I understood it, I said the whole Pasuk forward three times and then backwards, but the backwards is only the phrase Kami Yidmu. Because the reason why you do it forward the whole time is because you shouldn't stop in the middle of a Pasuk, but once you're saying it backwards anyway, there's no thing, you know, not stopping in the middle of a Pasuk. It's not really the Pasuk, it's backwards. The language of the that's how I don't know, that's how I was cobbled to do it. But the language of the Mishmar sounds like you say on a frame, including the whole pasuk backwards. So that's interesting. Then you tell a person Shalom Alecha. So the Magen says, why do we do that? Because I just said the Baruch Hashem should put the aim on Fachad and all the way of him. I like you. Shalom Alecha. You know, you. I'm not talking about you. By Magen Ram, he's got oil. I'll come up. Sukkim sheesh kavala la amram. There are many different sukkim that we say. I didn't quote them. Everybody said, people have a minute to say them, I don't need to make the whole list, you could consider. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that you say it standing up. Then he brings over here that the last Shemati Me'echud every time Mashanogo become a chemist lomer acher kiddush levana alein l'shabeach. It says I heard from somebody a very nice explanation why we say alein. Hainu shal yitu chas shalom b'mashanu yotzim negra levana. We go outside in front of the moon. Smeichim negdo. We dance around in front of the moon. Sheyesh shum chashash rayon shanu yotzim kavod levana. It looks like we're giving kavod to levana. That's what we say. So why do we go outside? We're seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu's kayak, and that's why we're now. So the point of saying Elena was to remove any potential misunderstanding of what we're doing over here. Okay. Okay. Gimel.
Have you ever been sure where they don't say Elena afterwards?
I've never been sure they don't say Elena afterwards, but it's interesting that the language over here says there's some places which have a minig.
Sounds almost unusual.
What?
Sounds unusual. Kama Mekomos. That's not the rove.
Right. Guess we're the Ein Klach of those who did. Okay. Gimel. At Emesim of Orchim Aleh. So till when do you have to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? The Shulchan Aruch says Ateh Zayin Miyom Amar Lidabu Ateh Zayin Miklal. You have until the end of day 15. From the Marlid. Or it says till 16, but not, you don't count day 16. But you have till day 15 from the Merlin. Now, Mishabur says he doesn't mean from he means from the time of the Merlin. We count according to Shulchan Aruch, you count 15 days from the time of the Merlin, whatever time the Merlin is, and that's when your zman of Kiddush Levana ends. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says Ben Lekadosh Ela Ad Chatzi Choftes Yud Beish Tavshin Sari Gimel Min Merlin. It's really less than 15 days, he argues, and says, we calculate the Merlid from one Merlid to the next. It's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim, which is 44 minutes and one chalik. And so we take that time and divide it in half. So 29 days divided in half gives you 14 days, 12 hours. Then you died 12 hours and a half, it gives you 6 hours. It's 14 days, 18 hours. Then you died your 44 minutes and a half, gives you 22 minutes, and half of a chelik. And that's till when, so it's a little less than, instead of 15 days, which is 24 total hours, over here it's only 18 hours and 22 minutes. So you have a little less than then, the full 15 full days. The reason is we only say it when the Levana is bechidush in a state of being nischarish, getting bigger, from the point of the merlin and on, the point of halfway point and onwards is getting smaller. Shulchan Aruch holds that since it's not going to be nicker in those 3 hours that there's any movement towards getting smaller, so you have that's still called this in the state of chidush, and therefore you have 15 full days. But the Ramah is arguing on that. Now Arminic is like the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah, Miyam Amar Lid Yitzayin, Lav Dafka Miyarim, it doesn't mean from the day, Ela Mishosh, Mishas Amar Lid Manin. We measure it from the time of the Marlid. Okay, so we count 15 days, according to the Mechaber, 15 days from the time of the Marlid. Mishos Amanin and Tetzvav Yarim, Eis Leis, you calculate 15 24-hour periods. So if the Merlin, for example, was Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it'll take you 14 days to get to Sunday 2 o'clock in the afternoon again. So the night of Yom Sheni, the Sunday night, coming into Yom Sheni, you could still be Mekadosh Lebonu. After 15 days have passed, the levana is in the it's in the waning mode as opposed to the waxing mode. Comes the Ramah says, Yutes, Elad Chatzi. The Kaimelon, the Ein Chotcha Shal Levana Pochus Min Choftes Yerm Yud Beis Shos, Topshin Zadigim Chalke Shor. The Shom is Chalak Al Toftof Reish Pechalokim. There are 1,080 Chalokim in an hour, which if you write it out means every chalik is 3 1/3 seconds. And you divide, and 793 chalokim is 793 over 1,080 parts of an hour. So a month is not less than that. So if the Lamana, if the Marlid was a Motzi Shabbos, 2 or 3 hours into the nighttime, so if you go with the Mechaber, I want to be Mekadosh at the beginning of the Sunday night, it's not 15 days yet. If you go with the Ramah, it's been 14 days and 18 hours already. So you can't be Mekadosh with the Lamana. So, case there was, let's say, for example, it was Motzi Shabbos, time of Shalosh Shos Belayla. Also, the Kacha Be'od Shnei Shavuos Bechilas Leil Sheni Le Ramah. According to the Ramah, you can't do it in the beginning of Sunday on Sunday night going to the Yom Sheni. Abishal Nimlu Adayin Tesvav Yom Shlemi. Even though there hasn't been 15 full days, but there's been half of 29, 12 hours, and 793 Chalokim. Okay. It's interesting that take a look at the Bir Halacha. Well, Tezayim Mechlal, yeah? I'm against the Gedolah Shehebi B'Shem Ixiz Mephorshim Degam Tezayim Mechlal. You can do it on the night of the 16th. You can do it the 16th day also. Now, Avshein Halacha Kain Elakim Mechaber Ramot. The Mechaber and the Ramah both are being Machriya, not like that Shita. Whereas their argument is that as the Levonim, that day still, even day 16 already, you're not going to notice a difference in the moon. There's not an obvious difference in the size of the moon on day 16. So it's still called Bechidush. So we don't, the Mechaber and the Ramah are passing clearly not like that. If there wasn't an opportunity to do Kiddush Levon until that night, you should do it, at least you should say it, you just don't say Shli Shem Malchus. Furthermore, it's day 15 still. In other words, in the case of the area of the gap between the Ramah and the Mechaber, those 6 hours, 5 hours and 37 minute difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah, if right now it's between those two, so according to the Mechaber it's still acceptable, according to the Ramah it's not. So over there, after Sheyesh Nizmach Al Baal Mork Sia, Shaddai to Lahat of the work by Shem HaMalchus. In that situation, you can be Samech to say with Shem HaMalchus. It was always cloudy. He never had an opportunity beforehand. Obviously, all you say in that situation is just the bracha. But your person would interrupt Kriya Shema, they would go outside and say Kriya Shema in that situation. And it also talks about a case where the Levana came out in the middle of the Megillah. And by the time the Megillah reading will be over, so the Zman, will be finished. So you interrupt in the middle of the Megillah to go outside to the Mekash Levana, and then you come back and finish up the Kriya Shema Megillah.
Really?
That same Rabbi Huda that says that piece. Okay. But he says, what would be in a situation where everybody else in the tzibur has been mekadesh levana, just one guy hasn't? So should he leave the tzibur, which is saying the Megillah, to go for kiddush levana? They said that not, because the tzibur, there's a rav am on the pirsum anisa on the Megillah reading, so then you don't interrupt. But in case the whole tzibur didn't hear, the whole tzibur would stop, go outside, mekadesh levana, say the bracha, come back inside.
You mean the whole tzibur hadn't kiddush the levana?
It had been cloudy for all those days. It had been cloudy, for example.
You said the whole tzibur didn't hear.
Didn't do kiddush levana. Didn't mekadesh levana. Okay, that's your limit. Now, interesting, I just want to point out, it's interesting, Mechaber, if you're saying you're waiting for the time to be noticeable, like this sheet that says, you know, until day 16 is not noticeable either yet. If you're going with the exact middle, the Ramah is right. Why 15? Tavshin Tzadi Gimel, Chalakim, Chav Tes Yud Beis, Tavshin Tzadi Gimel, is not a constant. It's like it's ein pachus. There are some months it takes longer. There's the moon. It has to go around the earth, but the earth also is moving. And as the earth moves in its around the sun, at some point it's closer to the sun, at some point it's further to the sun. So if here's the sun. And here's the Earth in its orbit. So the orbit is elliptical. So when the Earth is in closer to the Sun, so the Moon is now, let's say, you know, being pulled around. The gravitational pull of the Sun is helping pull the Moon quickly around. And when it's further away, it's less. And furthermore, the Moon has to keep pace. On the other hand, the moon has to keep pace with the moon is going around the earth, but the earth is moving meanwhile also. Mm-hmm. So the moon is like, instead of going around like this, it's going around like this because the earth meanwhile moved. Right? 30-day thing, the moon has to, it ends up with this not a perfect orbit either. So the faster the earth moves in the orbit, so the more the moon has to travel. The slower the earth moves, the less the moon has to travel. So the amount of the moon, it takes for the moon to go from one chodesh to the other is not a set amount. The number that we use in the Merlin is an approximation. Where do you know for sure that you hit midpoint, for sure, is when you have an eclipse. Because an eclipse, by definition, is when the sun is here, the earth is here, and the moon is exactly behind the earth. That's when you have a lunar eclipse, means this, that the earth is directly between the sun and the moon. The moon is directly behind the earth. So whenever you have an eclipse, you know for sure you hit the. You cannot be mekadesh after an eclipse because you know for sure you reach the midpoint. So almost all places can say that in case there was an eclipse, you can't be mekadesh after the eclipse.
Then you know
because then you know for sure you got past the midpoint. Okay. You ever thought about in those terms, right? You know, like what the role of the eclipse plays over here. Dalit. And Mevarchan Lachi Avru Shiva Yamim Alel. The Mechaber Sheet is you can't start making Kiddush Levana until 7 days have passed, because by then it's large enough that you're called, you're getting a benefit from it, and that's enough. That din of Likur Levana of an eclipse, the Beis Yosef says it over here. But it's interesting the Beis Yosef doesn't say it. The Beis Yosef says it in Beis Yosef, but he doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch. The Lavush brings it to Maisa. Yeah. One more thing to think about, just if you want to digest this. You know, if you look at the when the Marlot is, the Marlot is given to us as in Eretz Yisrael time. The Marlot, when they announce the Marlot in Shul from the Esos Tara Luach, that's in Eretz Yisrael time. So we're calculating X amount of time where the Levana Pegima is going to start based on that time. That really is, we're 7 hours later than that. So that time, which is halfway, takes place 7 hours earlier than what our clock is showing. So according to our calculation, the Seif Zman will be, the halfway point will be 7 o'clock at night. So, oh, Baruch Hashem, in the winter, so we'll have to, but yeah, but that's in Eretz Yisrael. For us, it was at 12 noon. So 12 noon already is considered that it's after the Zman. Not everybody agrees with him in saying that that's the, in Rav Henkins, that's how when he said there, that's how he set it up. Not everybody agrees with that way to do it, but that's how he did it. We don't do it under the roof. Okay. Chav Achiyav Roshiva Yom, you need 7 days. Rabbi Chanan Pligi Yosef. That if you look at the Shartzin, it gives you a list over here. He brings it to Pibach, Magen Avraham, Taz, Pichodesh, that they hold. The Tug Al Kaponim Lach Hashlosh Yomim Meis Laeis Meis Al Merlot Shenan and Karmi Oiro Yeshav Baruch Alel Avin Lachach Vitzamitzah. They hold that you have 3 days, 3 24-hour periods, 72 hours is enough to allow you to be Mekadosh Levana from the time of the Merlot and onwards. And then Adrabi, you should not be Mach Vitzamitzah. Achenim Hashlishi Bet Lachodesh Shub Echad Bimei Hashavua. If it's the middle of the week. We said before that it's preferable to do it on Motzei Shabbos because that's a time of Simcha. We want to do it with Simcha. Okay. Even in that situation where it's three full days in the middle of the week, and now Motzei Shabbos is day seven, let's say. So he says, okay, wait till Motzei Shabbos. The Gros says, no, don't wait. So the ain kedai lahashes hamitzvah b'chol gathering. You never push it off. Okay, and noig became a vadi meisham al mislisma. A person who doesn't wait, even that situation has what to rely on. Will be proud to meyachar pegeshem, especially in the winter when it's rainy, etc. Vadi hazoras the kaddish raise a mashubach. The one who does it earlier is considered praiseworthy because he's making sure that he's not going to lose the mitzvah. So if you see it on night four, you say, well, wait till Moshe Shabbos, it's night seven, let's say. Don't wait, because you might not have a Levana. From day Moshe Shabbos till day 15, you might not have a Levana. Okay. Svarta Maisa wait 7 days. Tachas Gagel, Tachas Gibbs Shemam, we do it outside. Matam, the kids of one who kibbles ben Hashkin, it's like greeting the Shkinam. Vain the Derech, Kovachi, Oyman Tachas Gag, it's not proper, you're standing waiting under the Gag, you go out to greet. For Yotzim, Tachas Gag, Lurachayv, Kaderech, Yotzim, Likas Malcham, we go out to greet the king. Kamalcham calls the Urak, Lachila, our Misha Chush is based in Mikhush, the person is not well, Shiacholot is the Chutz, he can't go outside. Namisha Malcham and Anaki, or it's not clean. You know, there's you can't say a bracha there because there was soya there. Mishashor ben Yaakim is amongst the goyim, and it's not safe to go outside and say kiddush levana. Yikadosh bebeisah derech achlon, you do it through the window, v'pesach habasuch neged levana, or the door, which an open doorway. And we spoke about it's when you do it through the window. We said it's mutter. Even though there's glass in the window, that's, you know, as long as you can see clearly the levana, that's acceptable. Okay.